As we move into the 34th chapter of Ezekiel, we see that much has already been said about the sin and calamity of Israel, about how the people were wicked. They brought their destruction upon themselves. But in this chapter, he's going to point out the fact that the shepherds of Israel are very much responsible. They're very much accessory to the sin and ruin of Israel by the neglecting to do the duty of their place. And when we're talking about the shepherds, we're talking about the spiritual as well as the political leaders, the kings and princes and those who are in authority, as well as the priests and the Levites. God didn't really intend that there be a separation of church and state in Israel. The kings rule by the divine right of kings. God gave them the authority that they had, and they were to work closely with the prophets and with the priests in the carrying out of their duty, and they were to be a spiritual leader as well as a political leader. But now the shepherds, the leaders of the nation, had not done their job, and consequently they were very much responsible for the problems the nation had. So verse 1 says, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel, prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds." Because they had not carried out their duty, because they had not done the job that God intended for them to do, there here is a great woe pronounced upon them. Woe be to the shepherds. And the reason, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves, should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Now what they had done is they had used their office, used their position, their authority, to benefit themselves. They just fed themselves. And they took all the benefits they could do. They trained themselves in seeing what kind of a profession they could make out of this so that they could come out the best for themselves. They used it as a job of work, as a profession, so that they then could better themselves, and they were not concerned about the flock. But they forget that the main job of a shepherd is to feed the flocks. It's not the main job of a shepherd to go out and take care of himself. If he just looks after his own needs, if he just takes care of what he needs and neglects the flock, then the flock is going to scatter. The flock's not going to have enough to eat. The flock is going to be dissipated so that it soon will no longer even exist as a flock. So he asked the question, should not the shepherds feed the flock? And all those who are in any kind of a position to lead and to be a minister to the people of God should remember that the first job, the first duty of the shepherd is to feed the flock. And then he lives off of whatever the flock provides for him, but it comes only as a result of him having done a good job of feeding the flock first. But these shepherds, they fed themselves, and there was a woe pronounced upon them because of it. Verse 3, "You eat the fat, and you clothe you with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock." Now what they were doing is they were living of the flock, and he gives a figurative description of that. You eat the fat. Some of the writers describe this word as really meaning cream. You eat the cream. That is, you take the milk products that this flock produces, and you clothe you with the wool. You take all the wool that they'll produce and make your own clothes with it. You kill them that are fed, those that are doing well. You slaughter them to use them for your own purposes, but you feed not the flock. Now, true, a shepherd can live of the things of the flock. He is supposed to, but he must first of all, and in return for all that he gets from the flock, he must feed the flock. It doesn't have to put the food in their mouth, but he has to provide it for them. He has to lead them to the places where it is. He has to gather it and distribute it so that they can have it. He makes it available, and this shepherd here was not doing that. You feed not the flock. And so anytime we have a situation in which the ministers of God are looking after their needs primarily, they're using this as a profession and a job of work so that it's like anybody else who had a secular job. They're seeing how many benefits they can get for themselves and then neglect to feed the flock. Then the thing's going to come to a tragic end. Distortion of the way God intended for this to be done. In verse 4, he names some of the other ways that they had fallen short. "The diseased have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost. So of all the things that could happen to a flock, it was the shepherd's responsibility, and is the shepherd's responsibility, to take care of that. Whatever disease should attack or plague the flock, it's the duty of the shepherd to try to head that off, to try to find some kind of a cure for it, try to remedy the problem. Not only does he avoid things that would cause disease and practice preventative medicine in that sense, but he would also, once the disease had set in, apply whatever remedy, whatever balm could be given to bring about a cure. He would soothe and he would comfort. He would bind up that which was broken. If it was a broken bone, the shepherd would do what he could to straighten it and to bind it up so that it could heal. His job was to take care of the problems of the flock, whatever problems they should have. Not only just to provide them with food, but also to provide them with the necessary attention for whatever might ail them. And also, whenever those that were driven away, he was to go find them and bring them back. Those that had strayed and become lost, they were to find them. They were to try to prevent the straying, try to prevent any from being lost. And this was the job of the shepherd. But rather than do this, he says, the disease have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have you ruled them. You just exerted an authority, a rulership over them that's showed force and cruelty. You've done more to drive them away than you had to bring them back. You've done more to make them ill than you had to make them well. You've only sought to get what you could from the flock, and you've not put anything in return. You have not done your job. You have failed to do your duty. Verse 5, and they were scattered because there is no shepherd. Now, regardless of who you have occupying the position of shepherd, if he's not doing the job of a shepherd, if he's not taking care of the flock, then you can safely say there is no shepherd. And that's what the case was. They're scattered because there is no shepherd. And they have become meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. So when there is no shepherd for them to gather around, whenever there is no flock for them to stay with, they become scattered. And then the beasts of the field make them their meat, make them their prey, because it only then has to attack in each individual member of the flock, each individual sheep, and consequently it's very easy then for the flock to be destroyed. There's no shepherd. Our Savior had this same thought in mind in Matthew 9, beginning with the 36th verse. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. So our Savior was talking along this very same line when he was on this earth, and he could see that the people had a lack of a shepherd. They were scattered because there was no shepherd. And so even though there are those in the position of being the shepherd, they had the scribes and Pharisees that sat in Moses' seat during the day of Jesus, he could say, there is no shepherd. The sheep are scattered as though we have no shepherd. And so it is a very distorted and distressing situation when those who are supposed to be shepherds fail to do their duty. We're going to close at that point. Till next time, this is NC Crouch saying, goodbye, friends.